Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Brett Trembley on the line, and he's founder of Trembley Law Firm and also co-founder over at Get Staffed Up. Brett, welcome to the show.
Adam, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Oh, man, so your topic today, a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives listening right now, and how to hire and use a virtual assistant to make your life better. I mean, a lot of them would love to outsource some of their work to make their life better. So we're going to get into that today. And just to kick us off, tell us a little bit more about what you're doing over at Get Staffed Up, please.
Absolutely, Adam. I would love to. Get Staffed Up is a virtual staffing company. Unlike a lot of companies that help you outsource project work, for example, Fiverr and Upwork, we find full-time team members for your business. Our niche is focusing on attorneys because me and the other co-founder, we are attorneys. We speak the language. We still run law firms and we understand the world, but small businesses have the same components. And so what we do is we find somebody in another country that is going to work with you full-time, 40 hours a week, and instead of having to go through the hiring process yourself, we go ahead and find the person, hire them for you. We remain the legal employer, and you pay us as a 1099. So we're a contract, and it's kind of like having a PEO, but for much less expensive but equally qualified team members from overseas.
Oh, man, I love it. And it, to me, it just makes so much sense. And I mean, I think the whole outsourcing and using talent, I mean, I think it's just changed through the years. I'm just curious. So what has been your experience so far? Just because you obviously run your own law firms and things like that. And I think some of the people listening are probably like, oh, well, I don't know if that'll work for me. What has been your experience in using kind of going through this process?
So we have several, at my law firm, we have several assistants in different countries, and the amount of targeted work that you can get done is pretty phenomenal. So we all have, I like to say, as entrepreneurs and business owners, 100 new ideas before we hit the shower in the morning. And some of them big ideas, some of them small.
And that's if you wake up late, right?
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. But a lot of what we do is if we don't write it down, we kind of say, well, I'll get to that later. I'll remember that project. But if we have a good one, we start to experience that anxiety of how do I get that done? And then we just never do because we don't have the bandwidth to tackle all those cool projects that we want to do. Writing a book. I mean, how many people do we all know that have had their book on the shelf for years and years and they just can't get around to writing it? Blogs and being thought leaders. Or just your more traditional type of getting out there more. If you don't delegate, you will never elevate yourself to the next level. And I don't mean that from like a philosophical or a spiritual message. That's just fact. It's real. When you try to do everything yourself, you fail because you only have so much time. You only have so much brain power, and you can't use your mind to think and grow rich. And that's one of my favorite books. And I was running a few years ago and thinking about it. There's a reason it's not called Work and Grow Rich. It's called Think and Grow Rich. And if you want to grow yourself and experience life's riches, you know, money and otherwise, you have to be able to offload a lot of your projects and set people in motion to help you move on to the next thing, which plays into the bigger part of running your business. So my experience is it's the only way to grow yourself. I struggled growing a business early on because I was trying to do everything myself. And I thought, I know the saying, if you're answering the phones, you can only make $10 an hour, but it's not really true. When in fact it is true. It was a mindset issue that I had to learn that I was the one getting in my own way. And I had to start hiring people before I thought that I was ready to, and my business took off from there. And I learned if you can hire people and bring on, and by the way, hiring people is a good thing because there's people that want to do those jobs because that's what they're passionate about. And the things that you're not passionate about, give those things away because you're never going to be good at them because it's not where your brain power is going to be focused. So bring people onto your team, grow a team, and in this climate in the U.S., it's tough to continually find high caliber individuals and pay them what they're worth. And so me and my now business partner Get Staffed Up, we came across this concept of, man, there's a lot of really equally talented, driven, hardworking, enthusiastic people all over the world. They just happen to be born in a different country. How do we tap into that and do it from a full-time perspective, not from, and you hear a lot of people say, I use 60 virtual assistants. Well, yeah, for a project here and there, it's not really the same thing as when you grow a team, but you do it via FaceTime and Zoom, and you have, you know, a team that's virtual and remote as opposed to yourself managing projects all the time.
No, it makes so much sense. And I'll tell you, so I've used Teams for years, like full time. And as I've seen that, when I made that transition, I realized I was like, now that's almost my preference. And that's going to sound bad for some people listening, but I'm sorry, I'm in California and they don't make it easy on us out here. Like in terms of laws and everything else, they don't make it easy. Like for 1099 and other things like that, like if it's a vital function or whatever, I forget how the wording is for all the lawyers out there, Brett speaking to you. Yeah. But they're not making it any easier than on us. And so it becomes like for my business and for what I do, it becomes a thing of, do I want to pay somebody X amount here and maybe they're not quite as happy for it, let's just say, and they're looking at what their next thing is, or do I want somebody that's going to be with me long term that I'm paying them well for their market and for where they're at. And they have a great quality of living, and because of that, I have a team member that's long term with me and not just looking for what their next gig is. So I can personally attest that for me, it's definitely changed what I was able to do, especially early on. Like that really was the game changer for me early on, was outsourcing little task by little task. And before I knew it, I'm like, wait a minute, this person, they're better than me. Like, because it's just like any other team member. And the reason I'm going further into this is because for some of the people listening, I want them to understand, like, what Brett is talking about is very different than project work and getting and just going on Fiverr and saying, hey, do this website for me. It's totally different. He's talking about just like you were hiring an employee that's right in front of you. They may not day one be as good as you or better than you are on this. You have to train them. You have to bring them on. But it's like you're bringing on full-time staff. But over time, that investment that you make in them is going to come back to you. To say tenfold would be an understatement, because they're going to be the ones that whatever that task was that you were doing, they're going to be the ones that when you do a certain task or a certain thing over and over and over again, they get good. They get better. They'll be better than you in no time. And when that happens, then they start innovating. Why? Because they're bought into you. They're bought into the company. They're bought into the project and what you're doing, only if you build that culture. So if you build that relationship, and if you do that, then, man, it changes everything. So, Brett, I'm a huge fan of what you're doing. I love it, and especially in the going after the law firm niche. I know a lot of them that have never really taken maybe this part seriously or as seriously as they could, but the talent's there. Can you talk a little bit more about the talent and what you've seen? Because my experience is that I had a bias in the beginning that was completely incorrect. And as I started doing it, using more and hiring more abroad, I've been like very satisfied and happy.
Yeah, so first of all, Adam, I want to say you're hired as our spokesperson or our pitch man, because that was fantastic. I like meeting other people that think the same way that we do in terms of it's okay to grow your team virtually. Second of all, I also came into this thing thinking there's only a limited amount of tasks that I could have somebody do that's not U.S.-based because And this is a subconscious thing, and I don't think we would ever say these things out loud, but you just kind of assume they're not here, they're not part of the culture, they don't understand. So
I don't know if this is a real thing, but I call it geography bias. So it's geography bias. If they're not in front of you, if they're not in front of you, then you think that the best talent is in front of you. So if you're in Palo Alto and you need to hire an engineer, you're going to think that the engineers that are right in front of you are the best, when possibly for that project or that engineer might be in the Ukraine that's even better than the person in front of you. Go ahead.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. And we do have a client who's bringing engineers from all over the world into into the U.S. on work visas for that reason. You mentioned some of the California laws. And I did want to mention that we do have some people say, aren't you taking jobs away from people in the U.S.? And my argument is no, because when you're really new as an entrepreneur and you can't afford to hire someone U.S.-based and you hire somebody virtually from another country, the cost savings is such that you'll grow your business faster and you'll be able to hire someone here in the U.S. faster than you otherwise would have. So now instead of doing one or the other, you're layering. And you can have managers here now suddenly work with four or five team members from across the world just over the computer. So your business is growing. You're providing more jobs. You're helping the local economy. And the best thing to me is helping the global economy.
No, and the thing is, and what's the alternative? You don't do it and then you fail because you can only wear so many hats.
Yeah.
So that's the alternative. Am I taking jobs from the U.S.? Let's see. There's not even going to be a job for me if I don't get this business going. That should be the response. Do you want to pick up this phone for me? I can pay you $10 an hour. You don't want to? I thought you were concerned about this job. Why don't you want it?
Yeah.
Oh, Brett, it was fun. So that being said, I could talk to you about this all day long, but we're about out of time on this episode. So that being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on Get Staffed Up, what's the best way for them to connect with you and your team?
Best way is through the website. That's, of course, www.getstaffedup.com. You can email us at freedom@getstaffedup.com or connect with us on Instagram, which is @getstaffedup. And to answer your question from a second ago, Adam, we do virtual assistants, virtual marketing assistants, and virtual like telephone receptionist type positions. So we really focus on traditionally the high turnover positions in a business, and we try to solve those with really incredible, full-time, terrific team members.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Brett, really appreciate you having you on the show today. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. I'd love to know what kind of things and projects you're working on. And, Brett, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Adam. I loved it.